Joining us now are Casey White, director of Remix Genesee, and also Alexandria with Remix. Welcome back to both of you.
Thank you.
We had a call on the program yesterday, a man who is seeking to adopt a young person, and he's concerned about the types of relationships this young person is forming, that he's connecting with people who are leading him down the wrong path. And he was asking, well, what do I do to redirect him?
You know, first I want to say I wanted to just yay for the gentleman that is, you know, taking on a 15-year-old because they come with their history. So, you know, he might not necessarily trust the relationship yet. So he's going to test those waters, and he might do it repeatedly for some time, you know, talking to him about what that means on both sides. So what it feels like to be the adoptive father, what it looks like from his perspective, and really forming that relationship. I have seen that we don't do that enough. We don't treat our kids like they have really phenomenal brains.
This is one of those moments when I wish we weren't in a radio studio so you could see the nonverbal communication that's happening. Alexandria threw her hands up like, duh, but yeah, trusting their brains. And yes, it sounds like also helping to train the brain,
yes,
to understand the consequence piece.
And trusting that, you know, follow your instincts. So just because the young person is going and maybe having some experiences with somebody that doesn't fit their new lifestyle, that might have been the only relationship that they had, and they have to see whether it's valuable to them or not. So trusting that the one new relationship that you're building with your youth or with the parent, that it's going to be strong enough that, okay, you went over
it's
there.
It's going to fill that void.
Right.
It's going to fill that void.
You know, I'm still here, even if I didn't agree with that choice.
Not giving up. A lot of people, you know, you make a mistake. Oh, you're out the door. Go, leave. We don't want you here anymore. You're bad. You're horrible. You're everything under the sun. That's not good. Like,
Alexandra, you said during the program that it's important to just ask how. How are you doing? So I want to ask you, how are you doing?
I'm well. I'm a whole lot better than what I used to be. But, you know, a lot of people leave that out because they feel like, oh, well, I see you. I see what's going on. But you don't really know. You don't really know until you ask. I'm good.
You're good.
I'm wonderful. I'm blessed. You know, I have a beautiful baby.
She is gorgeous.
I'm no longer homeless. I have somewhat of an education, and I'm continuing my education. I mean, I can't complain.
You know, watching the changes and the growth and the experiences that I've had with Alexandria over the last, goodness, we're coming up on like 2 years now, something
yeah,
like that. You know, watching her be a mom it's phenomenal. And people are like, you know, you're helping these kids. They are doing all of the work. What we do is cheer them on, like, you know, that encouraging factor that
you're our cheerleaders.
Yes, exactly.
Because hey, they don't.
Who else do you have in their corner? So if you want to do something, be in somebody's corner. You know, cheer them on. Like, you're doing good things, even if it might seem really difficult right now. You're still doing it.
We've been speaking with Casey White, director of Remix Genesee, and Alexandria from Remix. I want to say thanks to both of you for being here.
Thank you.